Praise the Lord, we have many new friends among us today. The message today titled Jesus' First Miracle.
在这里讲到加利利的迦拿有娶亲的宴席。
There's a wedding took place at Cana.
当一个男人和一个女人他们彼此相爱，他们要委定终身的时候，他们就举办了这样的一个婚礼。
When a man loved a woman, eventually they got married.
所以他们有这样一个宴席的时候呢，耶稣的母亲在那个地方。而且呢，耶稣和他的门徒呢，也被请去赴这个宴席。
So actually, the Jesus' mother were invited into this wedding banquet. So was Jesus.
从这里我们可以看到，耶稣他是一个进入人群当中的一位。
So Jesus actually lived among people.
他喜欢跟人相处。
He enjoyed the people around him.
他也愿意跟人分享。他们的快乐。
He's willing to share the joy with them.
所以他进入了这个宴席的里面。
So he went to the banquet.
在婚礼的时候呢，我想大家一定是非常的兴奋，因为新郎和新娘呢，想分享他们爱情的快乐。
So everybody was excited about the happiness among brides and bridegroom.
在婚礼的时候，多半的焦点就是放在新娘的身上。
So everybody focused on the bride.
大家会在那里指指点点啊，说出跟这两个家庭的关系。
They were talking about the relationship, why they were invited, and happy for both families.
他们在那里可以认识朋友。
They met with friends.
那婚礼的时候应该本身就已经很愉快、很兴奋、很快乐的一个气氛在那里。
Everybody was happy and excited about it.
而且婚礼的里面呢还需要吃饭。
So of course there's a banquet.
有了一个宴席，我想人食物进到了我们的肚腹的里面呢，我们就会比较轻松一点。
So food made us relax and happy.
有了饭以后呢，并且还要喝一点酒。
Of course wine will help more.
因为酒的里面有酒精。
Because there's alcohol.
所以吃了酒精以后呢，人就会更兴奋。
Alcohol relaxed you, made you happier.
所以这个整个的宴席的里面的气氛呢，是一直的往上高涨。
So people are getting happier and happier with the wine.
当这个气氛高涨到高潮的时候，发生了一件事情。
When it reached climax, something happened.
酒用尽了。
There have no more wine.
在那个时候，不太像今天酒没有了，那就到超级市场去买就可以买得到的。
Nowadays you can get as much as you want from the supermarket.
所以讲起来，这样的情况，酒没有了，有这么多的宾客，整个的喜乐的气氛呢，就会从此就中断了。
But that will interfere with the celebration when you ran out of wine.
气氛呢，可能就要垮下来。
And people are probably no more happy.
其实我们的一生的里面，我们都在追求快乐。
So we all want to go after happiness.
我们找各样的方法能够让自己的生活甚至是让我们周围的人能够得到快乐。
We try our best to search for happiness.
有时候我们很努力想要追求的快乐却酒用尽了。
But sometimes in the process, they have no more wine.
有时候一个快乐的气氛只要一件小小的事情稍微影响我们整个气氛就会改变了。
Sometimes the little things can interfere with the pursuit of happiness.
有一个家庭，他们到了周末，全家非常欢喜的要到一个外面的餐厅去吃饭。
One family during weekend they're celebrating going to a restaurant.
他的爸爸已经把工作放在一旁，他要去好好享受这样一顿。
So the dad set aside no more work during the weekend, trying to enjoy the meal.
妈妈想说，她今天晚上不用做饭，所以心情也很愉快。
Mom was happy about not having to cook.
那孩子呢？功课。不需要做了，他们可以上车，能够一起到餐厅去，他们是一个愉快的时间。
So kids forget about homework, they're all happy about going to restaurant.
所以全家上了车就高高兴兴的往这个餐厅而出发。
They're happy going to the restaurant.
结果当中有一个最小的 小妹呢想起了她家里的一只狗还没有给她喂东西吃。
But the youngest daughter thought about, oh, the dog hasn't been fed.
所以这个时候大家在车上就开始讨论谁是应该负起这个责任的。
So they were talking about whose responsibility feeding the dog.
那每一个人都把责任推到另外一个人身上。
They all blame others.
到最后父亲实在受不了，只好掉头把车子转回来，回家的路上去了。
So eventually they decided to turn around going back.
就是因为狗没有喂饱，这本来一个很快乐的气氛就瓦解了。
And the happy feeling kind of dissipated because of that.
所以事实上，我们的人生的里面，我们追求快乐，快乐好像已经到手了，但是只要有一件小小的事情发生，这个快乐可能就要垮掉了。
So the happiness kind of ephemeral.
耶稣的母亲对他说啊，他们没有酒了。
So the mother said to them.They have no more wine.
耶稣对他的母亲回答说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？”
And Jesus said, "Dear woman, what do you involve me?" Jesus replied,
在原来的英文的里面呢，事实上是没有亲爱的，只有讲妇人，我与你有什么相干？
In the original text, there were no dear, only said woman.
我与你有什么相干呢？
Why do you involve me?
我不知道你读到这个地方的时候有没有感觉到为什么耶稣 会对这样用这种口气来对他的母亲讲话呢
Why Jesus spoke to his mom this way?
因为耶稣的出生呢是一个很特别的方式出生的
Because it was a miracle for Jesus' birth
是圣灵临到了耶稣的玛利亚的身上呢怀孕了而出生的
So it's a virgin birth by the Holy Spirit
它并不是由男女的关系而产生的。
There's no communion between a man and a woman.
所以耶稣的母亲知道这件事情，因为它发生在自己身上。
So of course, Jesus' mother knew the miracle happened to her.
而且那个时候呢，耶稣的母亲的玛利亚事实上已经许配，已经订婚了给约瑟。
And of course, Maria was betrothed to Joseph.
所以他们还没有迎娶他，还没有真正的正式的成婚。
They haven't consummate.
所以事实上，这个时候还没有出嫁的妇女呢，一个处女呢，她怀孕了。在当时来讲，人不一定能够了解到底这个发生的是怎么一回事。
So a virgin, quote unquote, got pregnant. Nobody understood what was going on.
所以今天的题目说，这是耶稣头一个第一次所行出来的神迹。
So the message today said it's Jesus' first miracle.
这个时候耶稣是三十岁。
Jesus was 30 years old.
他的母亲从耶稣出生了以后呢，一直到今天三十岁，这三十年的时间里面呢，这位玛利亚呢，她所承受的就是别人在背后那里说指指点点的过日子。
During those 30 years after Jesus was born, of course, people would talk behind Maria about quote-unquote infidelity and so on and so forth, the gossips.
一个处女竟然怀孕了。
How come a virgin get pregnant?
所以在这样的指指点点里面呢，玛利亚把这件事情就放在心里面的深处。
So it hurt Mary deep in her heart.
她有一个说不出来的苦处，没有地方去申诉。
Nobody understood.
所以当这个酒没有的时候呢，耶稣的母亲对耶稣说：“他们没有酒了。”
So when Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine."
他在这句话的里面，他心里面三十年所隐藏的、说不出来的难处，在这句话的里面吐露了出来。
It showed her grief of the past 30 years in these sentences.
你可不可以做一点点的事情，让我把这三十年的人家所看不起我的地方，可不可以帮我平反
？Can you do something for me for those 30 years I suffer for your birth？
但是耶稣却回答说：“我的时候还没有到。
”But Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come."
耶稣他的时刻呢，不是根据周围人对他的吩咐。
Jesus' timetable is not upon the people around him.
他的时间呢是完完全全根据的就是那位上帝的指示
It was according to the Lord
因为这一次的第一次神迹行后三年半以后呢 耶稣终于讲出一句话来说，我的时候到了。
Because 3.5 years after this, he said, "My time has come."
那个时候就是他要上十字架的时候。
That's the time before he went to cross to die for us.
所以耶稣事实上他做每一件的事情呢，他是完全按照父的时间表。
So Jesus did everything according to God's planning, timing.
所以这个时候，他的母亲听到耶稣对他这样的回话以后呢，他只能说。他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
So then his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
这位玛利亚呢，她有一个顺服的心。
So Mary was obedient.
她顺服了耶稣的吩咐。
So he obeyed the instruction from Jesus.
她讲的这句话是一个很伟大的一句话。
It has great meaning.
他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
So he said, "Do whatever he tells you."
事实上，这句话往往是在我们父母呢，很期望从我们的孩子身上能够得着的话。
All parents wish their kids listen to this. Do whatever I tell you to do.
我只要吩咐你什么，你只要这样做就准是没有错的。
Just obey what I said.
那这个里面呢，就需要的就是叫做信心。
But you need faith.
你真的相信的时候，你就能够他怎么说，我就照着怎么做。
If you really believe, then you will do whatever he tells you.
在宴席的旁边呢，有6口的石缸呢摆在那个地方，每口可以盛2-3桶水。
So nearby stood 6 stone water jars.
这个石缸呢，事实上是犹太人用来做洁净用的。
The kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing.
那在当时呢，巴勒斯坦这个地方呢，并没有像我们今天有自来水的。
There's no tap water in those days.
都是家里的仆人呢，要到井那个地方取了水，提来到家里。
Servant need to draw water from the well, then bring the water back.
那提到家里以后呢，要把这个石缸呢本身呢要洗干净。
So we need to store water in a clean jar.
并且把石缸里面的脏东西呢清出去。
So we need to wash those jars, clean them up.
然后接下来再把干净清洁的水就倒在石缸里面。
Then we store away the clean water.
在这里讲到我们这个人，在圣经里面告诉我们，我们是上帝所造的器皿。
So we're the vessel created by God.
是一个容器。
So we are a container created by God.
那这个容器呢，是预备来承接上帝的祝福。
It's for God's blessing.
耶稣呢，就对佣人说：“把这个缸呢，倒满了水。”
Jesus said to the servant, "Fill the jar with water."
所以他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
So they filled them to the brim.
我们被上帝所造了以后，成为这个器皿呢，是来承接上帝的祝福的。
So we were created as a vessel for God's blessing.
但是我发现有好些人就说，我怎么没有感觉到上帝的祝福呢？
How come many don't feel the blessing from God?
事实上，上帝的祝福呢，永远是倒到满为止，一定是倒到缸口的。
But God's blessings always fill to the brim.
那在这里的原因是因为这个器皿的里面呢，充满了许许多多我们认为是宝贝的东西。
Because the container contained many precious things according to our thought.
所以在我们的里面，我们有很多自己认为很宝贵的东西，我们放在这个容器的里面。
So we kept many things we thought was precious.
但是上帝把祝福倒下来的时候呢，因为我里面已经充满了，所以上帝的祝福事实上就是溢出去了。
And there was no room for God's blessing.Even though the blessing was overflowing.
所以总觉得好像上帝的祝福离我好像很遥远。
That's why we thought, how come the God's blessing seems so distant?
所以当这个仆人把水倒满了以后呢，耶稣就说，现在可以摇出来送去给管宴席的。
Then he told them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet.
耶稣事实上在这个时候已经行了一个神迹了。
So Jesus already performed a miracle.
那这个神迹事实上行完以后呢，我们看见我们耶稣的那个谦卑啊， 实际上在这个地方我们就很明显的看得出来，他说你把这个酒呢送去给管宴席的。
Jesus showed his humility, told them to send the wine to the master of the banquet.
因为这件事情完成了以后呢，事实上是一个很对整个这个宴会来讲，宴席来讲是很重要的一件事情，因为他们没有酒了。
Because they ran out of wine, so new supply is very important for the banquet.
但是耶稣尊重那个管宴席的。
But Jesus showed respect to the master of the banquet.
结果这个管宴席的呢，尝了那个水变的酒呢，他自己在尝的时候呢，他并不知道这个酒是从哪里来的。
And the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from.
因为这个管宴席的，他必须掌握整个宴席里面每一个细节。
Because the master of banquet taking care of all the details.
所以当这个送来的这个酒呢，耶稣拿来尝了以后呢，他发现是不一样的。
So he tasted the wine that different than the one they had before.
他就对这个新郎啊说，人家都是先把好的酒呢先摆上去了，等客人喝了差不多了，再把第二次等的酒呢再拿出来的。你为什么把最好的酒留到现在呢？
So the master of banquet said, everyone bring out the choice one first, and then the cheaper one after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now.
这个管宴席的很懂得做生意啊。
So the master of banquet know his trade.
这个好的酒先拿出去让大家喝。
You bring out the choice wine first.
那喝了差不多了以后，大家已经有点醉醉的，所以再拿次等的酒喝的时候就感觉不出来了，所以就用这种方法来应付客人。
So when people get drunk, they can tell the difference. They served the less quality one.
但是这个管宴席的呢，事实上他是没有醉的，他是在管宴席，所以他很清醒的，他能够尝出来。后来用水变的酒呢，他尝出来这个酒比原来的好酒还要更好。
The master banquet was sober, so he knew the wine brought out by Jesus was better than the one he served before.
这个酒好的跟原来的那个。宴会之前摆出来的酒呢，来一比较以后呢，它比原来的好酒还要更好。
So by comparison, this wine was better than the one they had served before.
如果我们的生活的里面所遇到的事情，你在那里追求快乐的事情，但是你却达不到，你却常常失望的时候，这个时候我们在这里要经历到耶稣能够在我们的生命里面做这种改变的工作。
So sometimes in pursuit of happiness, we feel disappointed, but we should feel Jesus provide better for us.
这里讲到有三种酒。
Three kind of wine.
第一种是次等的酒。
The first one was the cheaper one.
那第二种是好酒。
The second one was good one.
那第三种是最好的酒。
The third kind was the best.
事实上，在我们生活里面，我们也追求那个次等的酒，这种酒呢，事实上就是很快速的，你会觉得很快乐，但是呢，时间却很短暂。
So many times we're going after the cheaper one, that won't last.
就像有时候去赌博、去喝酒，甚至做一些不道德的事情，我们可以短暂的享受醉中之乐，可以兴奋，可以喜乐，但是却是很短暂的。
Just like sometimes partying and many other things, but the pleasure only lasts for a short period of time.
那第二种次等的，第二种的好酒的时候呢，就像我们需要花很大的代价，很辛劳的去赚得，并且是合理的，我们得到了。但是呢，这些事情呢，仍然是经不起考验。
The good wine is something that we earn honestly, but still they won't last.
就像我们。从小要读书，能够拿到好成绩，能够拿到好学位，甚至能够有好的工作、好的表现，这些都是好酒。
Just like working hard, get a good job, they are all equivalent to like a good wine.
但是只要有一件事情冲击到我们这个生活的里面呢，你会发现，即使这两种的快乐都会被打乱的。
But sometimes during the turmoil of life, those things cannot withstand those disruption.
但是耶稣他却可以给我们那个最好的酒。
But Jesus provides the best wine for us.
那个喜乐呢，是那个管宴席的一尝，他就知道比原来的好酒还要再好。
The master banquet tasted and knew right away.
我原来是做工程师。
I was an engineer by trade.
我也事实上也尝过好酒。
I tasted good wine.
我有一个很稳定的工作。
I had a very steady job.
我不需要担心这个工作会失去。
There was job security.
因为我是在政府单位里面工作。
Because I work for government.
这个工作也提供我一个非常吸引人的收入。
The income very appealing.
所以事实上我可以过得很愉快的一个生活。
To me, it's a pleasant life.
我确实尝到了好酒。
I did taste a good wine.
但是有一天，当我尝到这个耶稣所变的酒的时候，我发现那无可比。
But once I taste the wine provided by Jesus,
因为它好到实在是太好了。
There was no comparison beyond.
我发现我觉得最有意义的就是将这个最好的酒能够介绍给别人。
The most meaningful for me is to introduce the best wine to others.
这个好酒可以让我在真实的生活里面，我可以过日子的。
So they sustain me in real life.
其实我们每一个人的日子的里面，你都会遇到很不愉快的事情、很难过的事情、很痛苦的事情，都有可能的。
There's always trials and tribulation in life.
过去的想法以为就把这些事情把它解决掉的话，我就日子能够快乐起来。
In the past, you always try to solve those problems.
如果这些问题解决了以后，我就可以再继续追逐快乐。
Once you solve those problems, then you can continue to pursue more happiness.
但是年纪渐长，发现已经不再是如此，单纯的把一件事情解决了就解决了。
But the older we get, sometimes you figure things cannot be solved.
我发现周围事实上有好多痛苦，就是围绕在旁边，只是在等候机会吞吃我而已。
There's pain and suffering all around us, waiting to devour us.
我需要一种快乐，当它临到我的时候呢，这个快乐呢，能够把我那个周围的痛苦呢，掩盖过去，遮盖过去，甚至能够胜过了。
I need the happiness that can overcome all the pain and suffering around us.
我发现耶稣给我的快乐，可以使我在痛苦的当时呢，他的快乐因为太充满了。所以我可以胜过那个痛苦，我能够在即使痛苦存在的时候，我仍然能够继续朝着我的目标继续前进。
So only the happiness provided by Jesus can overcome everything, so that I can continue to march toward Him.
我曾经在监狱里面呢探望一个人。
I visited a person in jail.
这个人是从中国来的合肥科技。中国科技大学的硕士生，他到了美国来要大气物理的博士，这个要得这个博士学位。
So he was a master from mainland China, studied for a PhD in atmospheric science.
那他为什么会到 Arizona 来呢？因为他的女朋友比他早出国了，来到 Arizona 这个学校读书。
Why he chose the university in Arizona? Because his girlfriend came earlier to Arizona.
他是一个非常聪明杰出的年轻人。
He was smart, outstanding.
他的女朋友在那里读书，他就申请那个学校，结果那个学校就给他全额的奖学金。
And he got a full scholarship.
但是当他抵达 Arizona 的时候呢，他发现了一件事情。
When he arrived in Arizona, he discovered one thing.
他的日夜所梦想的那个女朋友呢，她已经找到其他的男朋友了。
The girlfriend now dating others.
所以她当时没有办法接受那样的事实啊，她就整个的人发作起来。
So he could not accept this fact.
他拿着刀啊，就砍了他的女朋友，并且用那个刀呢，伤了在他的脸上留下了疤痕。
So he killed his girlfriend with a knife.
Not kill, just injured.
Just injured his girlfriend.
所以我有机会进入监狱啊，去看望他。
So I had the opportunity to visit him in jail.
我第一次跟他见面的时候呢，我是经过非常严密的检查，安全检查才能够进去的。
The first time when I went through strict security rules.
当我见到他的时候，我必须用电话跟他讲话，隔着一层厚厚的玻璃看着他。
You also those movies you can only talk through a glass with phone.
我们来思想这样一个杰出的年轻人，一步一步的按照应该走的阶梯，他爬上来了。
Such a young man with so much promise in life.
他甚至憧憬着他的女朋友就在美国等着他。
So he was thinking his girlfriend was waiting for him.
人生的新的一页马上就要展开在他的面前。
So a new page will be turned for his life.
我相信他当他 还没有要抵达飞机要抵达这个美国的地图的时候，他是非常的快乐的。
Before touchdown in Arizona, he was so happy.
但是只有一件事情，他的女朋友离开他了，他就没有办法承受。
But the fact that his girlfriend left him, he could not stand it.
他付了多少的代价能够爬到这个快乐的阶梯的顶端？
He strived so much for this happiness.
但是遇到了这样的事情的时候，他的酒就用尽了。
But the wine ran out.
他被关到监狱里面去了。
So.He was sentenced to jail.
我第一次跟他谈话一个钟头里面呢，我几乎没有办法讲话。
The first time I spoke to him, the whole hour, I couldn't say a word.
因为他不断的把他心中的苦水一直往外面倒出来。
He was just venting all his complaint and his suffering.
他在讲话当中，他告诉我他准备要自杀。
So he said he prepared to commit suicide.
一个那么聪明的人，如果想要自杀，我相信没有任何方法可以拦阻的。
Such a small person, if he decided to kill himself, probably no one can stop him.
他原来以为自己达到了顶峰，那么样的快乐，结果一下子翻转，整个就瓦解了。
He thought he reached the peak of happiness, but all of a sudden, everything turned tipsy-turvy.
他的前途瓦解了。
So no more future.
他的家庭再也不知道何年何月才能够见到他的父母。
So you know, he don't know when can he see his family again.
他觉得没有什么意义了。
There's no meaning to life.
他想找方法把自己解决掉。
That's why he thought about suicide.
我第一次跟他会面的一个小时，就只有听他讲话。
So the first hour, I only listened to him.
不多久，五分钟前的监狱的管理员告诉我说，你只剩下五分钟。
Then the jailer told me 5 minutes left.
所以我告诉这个被关在里面的人说，我可不可以下一次再来看你？
So I said, can I visit you again?
他点头了。
So he nodded.
所以我就离开了。
Then I left.
第二次再来见他的时候，我就不许可他再继续说太多的话了。
So the second time when I visit him, I did not let him venting all the time.
我告诉他一件事情。
I told him one thing.
我现在要跟你讲一件事情，你会觉得跟你毫不相干的。
I will tell you something you thought have nothing to do with you.
对你未来要上法庭一点帮助都没有的。
Doesn't help you in legal process.
但是这件事情对你来讲是要致命性的事情。
But it's vital to your life.
你可不可以许可让我讲话？
Can you allow me to tell you that?
他同意了。
He agreed.
所以我就把圣经翻开。
So I opened my Bible.
我就读圣经给他听。
So I read the verses.
我说你注意啊，在这个里面那位耶稣你要留意他。
So listen carefully. Jesus was talking to you.
他会跟你发生很直接的关系的。
So he will establish a true relationship with you.
所以从此以后，我每个礼拜一个小时去找他。
So from now on, I visit him every week for an hour.
我就读圣经给他听。
So I read Bibles.
每次读完以后，我就问他说：“你认为这位耶稣怎么样？”
So every time after reading, I ask him, "How do you think about Jesus?"
两个月以后。
2 months later,
他的脸上开始展露笑容。
He showed some smiling on his face.
本来是一个要自杀的，认为前途没有希望的人。
He was suicidal, thinking nothing about his future.
他开始能够尝到那个最好的酒。
So he tasted the best wine.
我亲眼看见这样一个年轻人，他的生命就在我摸不着他的玻璃的后面，他转变了。
So I witnessed a transformation behind the glass.
因为我知道时间太紧迫了，我不能跟他讲一些无关紧要的事情。
I know time is of essence, so I cut down to the chase.
不多久之后，他就在监狱里面受洗了。
Shortly, he got baptized in jail.
以后我持续的这样去看望他。
I kept on visiting him.
我每一次觉得我在监狱的里面陪伴他的那一个小时，是我一个非常愉快的时间。
I felt the time I spent with him was very pleasant.
因为我们彼此之间分享的那个喜乐啊，监狱再也关不住了。
So we share the joy that cannot be confined by prison.
弟兄姐妹，如果他没有尝到那个最好的酒的话，他是没有办法应付那个环境的。
So if he hasn't tasted the best wine, he couldn't deal with the surroundings.
他不但自己尝了这个美好的酒。
Not only he tastes the best wine himself.
他开始写信给他在台湾的父母，在中国的父母。
He started writing to his folks back in China.
他的母亲开始去上教会。
And his mom started to go to church.
过了几个月以后，他的妈妈受洗了。
A couple of months later, his mom got baptized too.
因为他妈妈也尝到那个酒。
Because his mom tasted the best wine.
你和我不需要遇到这么巨大的一件事情。
So you and I encountered such wonderful thing.
但是那个最好的酒你可以尝得到的。
You can taste the best wine.
可能你每一天过的日子里面，你就是为着过日子而过日子而已。
Sometimes you go through the toys of life every day.
特别是我们当中有一些年长的。
Some are elder among us.
有时候你确实是只唯一的，在你心中会忧虑的就是你的身体的状况好不好。
So you worry about your own health.
确实是过着我为着活着而活着。
Sometimes just live for the sake of living.
但是这段圣经告诉你，你不需要这样的方法来活的。
But according to Bible, you don't have to live that way.
还有我们当中这些成年的弟兄姐妹，你工作有给你很大的压力。
Some other brothers and sisters probably experience tremendous stress from work.
老板给你脸色，你那天就日子不好过。
So when boss show you up, you feel terrible.
当你回到家里面，你们夫妻之间要是有一点小冲突，那天就快乐不起来。
Sometimes you quarrel among couples, then you can't be feel happy.
如果有不合作的孩子的话，那你的不快乐的日子，那机会更多了。
And sometimes kids give you a hard time.
你需要得到好酒。
You need the best wine.
你有那个好酒的话，这些苦难的事情临到你的时候，你可以胜过的。
If you have the best wine, you can overcome everything.
你可以很有信心的过你每一天的日子。
You can have faith to live a good life.
因为这个好酒的味道会让你尝到喜乐，虽然在苦中，但是你仍然可以有喜乐的。
Because the good wine tastes so good, even though you can feel joy during suffering.
其实要得着这个最好的酒的秘诀，就刚才我们所读过的。
So what's the secret to taste the best wine?
你是上帝所造的那个容器。
So you are created the vessel by God.
上帝要把他祝福要倾倒在你身上。
So God is pouring His blessing to you.
如果你没有办法很清楚地感受到上帝的祝福的话，你这个容器里面你拥有你自己的东西太多了。
If you can't feel His blessing because there are too many things occupied in the vessel.
你想要有成就，你想要各样的事情掌握在你的手中。
You want to hold on to your career, money, many other things.
只要你愿意把这个容器里面的旧的东西能够倒掉。
If you're willing to let go,
让他把清洁的水倒进来。
Let God pour the clean water into the vessel.
他不会打折扣的锁住他的祝福，他对你的祝福一定是倒到满，而且倒到满到缸口。
So the blessing will be to the brim.
就像耶稣的母亲说，你就按照他所吩咐的，就照这样做就是了。
So just like Mary, do as he told you.
耶稣他有一个能力，他可以使里面的水变成酒，并且变成最好的酒。
Jesus can turn water into the best wine.
在我自己的身上，在那个监狱中的朋友，我们都尝过这个最好的酒。
For me and the person in the prison, we all taste the best wine.
所以我在读这段圣经的时候，对我来讲不是一个很稀奇的事情。
So it's not too surprising to me.
没有错，在我的理智里面，我没有办法真正的懂水怎么可能变成酒。
Of course, sometimes you can't understand how can water turn into wine.
但是这个水在我的里面，它却变成最好的酒，我自己知道了。
But I know the living water turn into the best wine.
因为我自己经验到了。
I experienced it.
我尝到了。
I tasted it.
这好的无比啊！盼望每一个人你都能够得着。
So I hope everybody can taste the best wine.
这是耶稣所行的第一件的神迹。
So this the first of his miraculous signs.
从这个里面就显出他的荣耀来。
So we can see his glory.
他的荣耀不是所有的这个门徒都变成酒鬼。
So he does reveal his glory and his disciples to their faith in him.
而是因为他有那个人没有办法做的成就事情的能力。
God has power beyond human can achieve.
如果你愿意的话，你的生命也可以做转变的。
If you're willing, your life will be transformed.
你就照着他所做的，你吩咐的，你照着去做。
Just follow，
就是相信他。
Obey，
许可他在你的生命中做这个奇妙转变的工作。
Believe and allow him to perform miracle in your life。
盼望这新的开始，你在耶稣基督的路上，你也有一个开始。
So New Year's hope a new beginning toward Jesus for everybody。
愿上帝祝福每一位。
May God bless everybody here.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
在世上有苦难。
There's suffering in the world.
但是你带来了美好的信息。
But there's wonderful message from you.